particularly the introductions, I will do, but I can't resist making a few opening remarks, particularly having been here last year. And last year when I spoke on the subject of how the British Army uses war gaming, what I said was that they didn't, through a combination of ignorance, aversion and circumstances, they did a bunch of stuff that they thought was wargaming, but actually didn't use wargaming in its Kriegspiel in its purest sense terribly well, or in some cases at all. And Graham's right in that that aversion, for me, started at Sandhurst, where it was kicked out of me on day one or two. And I'm really pleased that since then, actually one of the main drivers, and we're going to hear from Sandhurst shortly, one of the main drivers of we need to get this right, we need to think this through, we need to get this institutionalised into the army, has been General Stuart Skeats, who is the Commandant of Sandhurst, who, circumstances aside, would have been here now as the first speaker on the panel because he passionately believes that it is only by institutionalising it from the get-go that it gets into the bloodstream of people. And it's his intention that he should do that during his time as the Commandant. So, a couple of thoughts before I hand over to the speakers. And the first thought is that, wargaming, obviously, perhaps is a translation of Kriegspiel. And when you're wondering what wargaming is, and we will be furnished, I am sure, repeatedly today and tomorrow with Peter's definition and various other people's definition of what wargaming is. But actually going back to its roots and looking at what Kriegspiel was and the basic building blocks of it, it's got to be opposed. You've got to play against something, but almost certainly someone, because war's not played against maths, it's played against people. It's got to be free play, because you don't write the rules for the opposition in war. You might try to, but you don't. So it's got to be opposed and it's got to be free play. And it will need some form of umpiring. And Clausewitz tells us that if it doesn't include chance, it's not war. So if you just do it by maths and say, therefore, if you outnumber 3-1 in the attack, you'll succeed, you simply don't understand. And if you put all of that stuff together, the value of the outcome is proportionate to the number of times you play it through. Because if you play it through once and you won by shaking a 6, you'll come to the conclusion that you'll always win. So you've got to play it through repeatedly to get more and more value. Now, if that's what Kriegspiel was all about, if that's what, in its purest sense, in its homeopathic sense, wargaming is all about, when the army then goes on to talk about, oh yes, we use wargaming, and they do, and I get my own doctrine quoted back to me repeatedly by people who clearly haven't read it, if that's the homeopathic essence of it, it's interesting just to keep that in the back of your mind as you work through what the army says it does when it says it's wargaming. And we'll hear in a moment what the army thinks it's doing when it says it's wargaming. Part that thought at the back of your mind. Second thought, another bit of doctrine, because I can't resist. Doctrine tells us that fighting power is made up of three components. The physical, the moral, and the conceptual. And I've mulled that over the years in some depth to wonder whether that's right and what that actually means. And I asked recently on a few staff rides that I've been doing with army officers, what do you think you're for? What are officers for? Actually, if it's to be the best fighting warrior, then why don't you have a really fit, skilled fighting sergeant major leading every platoon or company? What are officers for? And if fighting power is made up of those three components, it seems to me that the best way of distilling it down is to say that you're there to ensure that the physical component is fit for purpose. You're there to lead the moral component, but to be the conceptual component. And I find it interesting that if that is the case, and I think that it probably is, we are trained and educated as army officers hard in how we ensure that the physical component works. It's taken for granted that we lead the moral component, and if we fail just once, your buttons are ripped off and you're marched through the front gate. But actually, we don't put a great deal of effort into the thing that we're supposed to be. And everything else aside, it seems to me if we did wargaming as much as we did PT, we might be exercising our ability to contribute to or be the conceptual component as much as we exercise our ability to be part of the physical component. And that might be quite a good thing.